Alarm in First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, countering unmanned aircraft systems and aiding spouse employment. Small, unmanned aircraft systems, often referred to as drones, are becoming more popular and commercially accessible for both personal, recreational use and the use by adversaries in hostile ways. In response, the Air Force is developing counter-small unmanned aircraft system teams, or CSUAS, to keep the airspace clear of unauthorized drone use near military bases.
Counter-SUAS teams are responsible for tracking, monitoring, and applying countermeasures against drones that pose a threat or enter restricted airspace. It is advised that individuals report any drone sightings or sounds they hear on or around Aviano Air Base by contacting the law enforcement desk or by using the Air Force Connect app to make an Eagle Eyes report. Staff Sergeant Dustin Minton, 31st Security Forces Squadron, CSUAS, NCOIC, explains the influence the holiday season has on the number of drones reported in the area.
We definitely see more during the summertime when the weather is nicer or around holidays. Christmas is coming up, so as drones are becoming cheaper and cheaper, more and more people are getting them as gifts. So we definitely see a lot more of an influx around these kind of times of year. We monitor the airspace for those smaller drones, and then we report and we work closely with the Carbon Area Police in the local area.
Minton also says individuals who fly drones recreationally should make sure they are aware of local laws regarding permits, license, and registration requirements. I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano, AFN News.
Aiding spouse employment. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. A new policy to support spouse-owned small businesses during permanent changes of station or assignment is now in effect. The benefit applies for members with PCS or PCA orders on or after December 23, 2022. The initiative will reimburse airmen and guardians up to $1,000 to help their spouses reestablish businesses. It can also be paired with the existing reimbursement for spouses who require recertification or relicensing, increasing the total benefit up to $2,000. Alex Wagner, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force Manpower and Reserve Affairs, says investing in spouses' career is vital for military readiness and the overall success of airmen and guardians. He adds the effort will help ease the burden of relocation and enable family members to return to work quickly. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class, Brandon Nelson.